Welcome to Tairat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rivka Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18. Until now, Shavotim Reuven, God, Menashe, Yehuda, and Ephraim have received their inheritance. And we have learnt that Levi doesn't get an inheritance in the land. This chapter outlines the area of land that will be given to the tribe of Binyamin. But in the first few verses here, all of the Bnei Yisrael gather together in Shiloh and they set up the Mishkan, the portable temple. Radak explains that this takes place 14 years after the Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. The Mishkan had been in Gilgal for the past 14 years, and now it was moved to Shiloh, where it would remain for 369 years until the Plishtim capture the Aron, the Ark. Verse 1. Vayikahalu kol adas bnei Yisrael Shiloh. Vayashkinu sham es oihel moed. And the entire congregation of the children of Yisrael assembled at Shiloh. And they caused to dwell there, they set up there, the tent of meeting. V'ha'oretz nichbasha lifnehem. And the land was subdued before them. Explains Rashi, they had made the tent of meeting in the desert. Now they put it up in the place Shiloh. Here its walls were made of stone, whereas the walls of the one in the desert were of wood. Now that the Mishkan was established, states Rashi, the land became easier to conquer. The Mincha Katana extends that the phrase "the land was subdued before them" gives the reason for them putting up the Ohel Moed now, because until now the Aron, the Ark, had been accompanying them in war, and now that the land was conquered, immediately they gave it honour, giving it its place. The people all come together to sanctify Shiloh. Through doing this mitzvah of establishing the Ohel Moed and fixing the Aron there, they merit that the land becomes easier to conquer, even that which they had not yet been able to conquer. The Mishpatzos Zohov writes that like it is known that the second Beis HaMikdash temple was destroyed by the sin of baseless hatred and Lashon Hara, that separation amongst the Bnei Yisrael prevents the dwelling of the Shekhinah, divine presence, so the foundation for the dwelling of the Shekhinah amongst Yisrael is Achdus and Shalom within Yisrael, unity and peace. Togetherness amongst the Bnei Yisrael is a foundation for the Shekhinah to dwell amongst us. The commentary goes further to explain that the posuk here is saying that the prerequisite for the dwelling of the Shekhinah in Shiloh was Vayikahalu kol adas bnei Yisrael Shiloh, and the entire congregation of the Bnei Yisrael gathered together at Shiloh. That the unity and peace amongst the Bnei Yisrael, through this, they merited to set up the Mishkan in Shiloh, a place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah on earth. Verse 2, Vayivosru bivnei Yisrael asher lo yichalku es nachalosom shiv'o shavotim. And there remained among the children of Yisrael seven tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. Verse 3, Vayomer Yehoshua el bnei Yisrael, and Yehoshua said to bnei Yisrael, Ad ono atem misrapim, lavoi lo rashas es ha'oretz asher nosan lochem Hashem Elokei Avoseichem. How long will you be lax in coming to possess the land which Hashem, the God of your forefathers, has given you? Matsudas David comments here that Yehoshua is saying he knows what the people are thinking, why they are not being forthcoming about the division of the land. Because they think that if everyone knows his portion, then each person will separate off from his friend and not fight together for someone else's portion. The concern is that if they know their portions, then they won't help each other in the fights for conquest of each other's portions, so they're putting it off. So Yehoshua says to them, how long will you not be motivated? Is it not Hashem who gives you the land? And if so, even if a person doesn't help his friend, Hashem will fight for you. Again, the resounding message, success is not your own. We are in the hands of Hashem. Verse 4, Yehoshua continues, Havu lachem shloisha anashim lashavet. Appoint for yourselves three men for each tribe. Ve'eshlachim v'yakumu v'yishalchu v'aretz. And I will send them, and they shall arise and go through the land. V'yichtuvu oisa lefina chalosam v'yavoyu elai. And describe it according to their inheritance, and they shall come to me. Verse 5. V'hischalku oisa l'shiv'a chalokim, and they shall divide it into seven parts. Yehuda ya'amayd al gavulay minegev, Yehuda shall remain in his border on the south, uveis Yosef ya'amdu al gavulam mitzafin, and the house of Yosef shall remain in their border on the north. These are parts that had already been given. Verse 6, Va'atem tichtavu es ha'aretz shiva chalokim, you shall describe in writing the seven portions of the land, v'havesem elai heino, and bring it to me. The Yorisi Lachem Goyrol Po Lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. And I will cast lots for you here, before Hashem our God. Yehoshua is sending three representatives from each tribe to map out the land, and then he will perform a lottery. Malbim comments that when Yehoshua is sending the people to go through the land and document areas, he knows that divine insight will be influencing the actions of the emissaries, so that what they write about the portions will be according to what is designated by Hashem. When he says, V'hischalku oisa l'shiv'a chalakim, and they shall divide it into seven parts, the form of the word v'hischalku is really a language of fabrication, meaning it will seem like the people are dividing the land into seven portions, but in truth, the division is being made itself, v'hischalku. It is being divided itself by divine will. Their actions and his drawing lots will all be in line with what Hashem dictates. All the portions will be allocated by divine arrangement. In verses 9 to 11, the men go, and they pass through the land and describe it by cities into seven parts in a book. And they come to Yehoshua to the camp at Shiloh. Yehoshua casts lots there before Hashem, and he divides the land to the children of Yisrael. And the lot of the tribe of Binyamin comes up. The border of their territory comes up between Yehuda and Yosef. Verses 12 to 20 describe the borders of the inheritance of Shevet Binyamin, and the cities apportioned to them are listed in verses 21 to 28. The Mahari Kara commentary looks at the first verse in this chapter from another angle and teaches that conquest of the land caused Vayashkinu Sham Es Ohel Moed, a quote from the first pasuk, that they set up the tent of meeting there in Shiloh. The conquest caused the setting up of the Mishkan. With the conquering of the land, Shiloh was chosen as the place for the dwelling of the Shekhinah. As it says in Devarim chapter 12, you will cross the Yarden and settle in the land that Hashem your God gives to you as an inheritance. And he will give you rest from all your enemies surrounding you, and you will dwell securely. And it will be that the place that Hashem your God will choose in which to establish his name, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, etc. Coming into the land and conquering it is just what precedes the fulfillment of the actual goal. Not merely acquisition of land, but establishing a place where heaven meets earth. Making a dwelling place for Hashem, living a holy existence in a divinely gifted land. The Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan were connectors between heaven and earth. This is the goal, make a dwelling place on earth for our Maker in heaven. Thank you for studying together, Leilui Nishmas Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.